What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, a ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin, the devil, and all his devices. Once again, today we're talking about guarding against narcissism and the spirit of Jezebel. And last time we talked about valuing yourself, learning not to people please, and to have a higher level of self-esteem, how to increase your self-esteem. And so today we're talking about another guarding tactic, and that is setting boundaries. You must have boundaries in place in order to protect yourself. If you don't have boundaries, then that's when the spirit of Jezebel, the narcissist, can come to your life and do whatever they want because there's no boundary set up. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And we talked a little bit about it last time about valuing yourself. If you do value yourself, you start to set boundaries, or you will have rules for yourself. So we briefly touched on that, but I want to explain the difference between rules and boundaries, because they sometimes are used in the words are used interchangeably, but they have different meanings. And I want to just get some things clear first. So the difference between rules and boundaries: the rules are about control over others in your domain. If you look at the word rule, you'll see government, you'll see rules, laws. And basically, if you are in America, there are certain laws that if you break them, there's a fine, there's a consequence, there's an imprisonment, there's police show up, all that kind of stuff, because that's their domain. The government has set this up, and that's what you're in. So is it really about controlling people's behavior? That's what a rule is when you set it for somebody else. In my last talk, I was basically saying set rules for yourself, not for other people. So because you can't control people, you're really not really trying to set rules for other people. You want to set boundaries for yourself. And that's the difference between rules and boundaries. So, and also when it comes to rules, rules may conflict with the domain that you're in. So I have my own home in that I can set rules because that's my domain. However, those rules may conflict with the country that I'm living in that has their own rules. So it depends on what you want to, what you can do. The bottom line is you can set a rule, but people don't have to follow it. People break rules all the time. So you have to have a response to people breaking your rules, right? And that's where boundaries come in. Boundaries are more about how you're going to treat yourself and what you're not going to put up with, what you're not going to accept. A boundary is a limit to how far somebody can go with you and what your response will be if they do go past that boundary. So it's not necessarily trying to control their behavior. It's just how you're going to control your behavior. You're not going to accept this. And if they start to do something that's harmful to you or disrespectful, or they cross the limit of, then this is what you're going to do. Here's some examples. Physical space is a boundary most men have, where you can only get 3 feet within that man's space. If you get further in, you're going to hear something like back up, or you in my space. He may back up. It may result in somebody yelling at this man for breaking that the space barrier, or there might end up being a fight. Usually when dudes start to fight, you'll see they face to be like 1 inch apart from each other because they about to fight because somebody didn't step into somebody's space. And so they basically stating we about to fight. So there needs to be consequences, but that's an example of a boundary. 3 feet. Can't get that closer than me. Another boundary you would have is verbal treatment, tone of voice. There's certain things you're not going to tolerate. Respect in somebody's what they're saying. You're not going to receive. You start hearing backhanded compliments, where it seems like somebody's praising you, but at the same time they're saying something negative about you. That's something you pick up on, and you have to acknowledge. Say, look, this is what you're doing. This is not acceptable. Insults, insinuations, which are kind of connected. Unsolicited advice is where they're pretty much disrespecting you because you didn't ask them for their advice. And they coming in and telling you something. If you didn't ask for their advice, they got no business sharing that. So that depends on the circumstances at times. Sometimes advice is necessary. You got to have a boundary where you say, this is not, I don't take unsolicited advice, depending on the circumstances, you know. So that's a boundary. You're saying, this is about my boundary, this is, and then what I'm going to do about it. So there must be an enforcement of the boundary if it's broken. So if somebody comes past that, this is what you're going to do. So what are your consequences? So you have to write down what I'm going to do if somebody breaks my boundary. Sometimes people say, no, this is not what I want. And that begins the process of them trying to change what the circumstances are for them in their best interest. Expressing anger. Somebody begins to go past your boundary. One of the responses could be anger, just expressing anger. In church, they taught us not to be angry. You can't express anger. You can't be a person that gets angry. It's almost as anger is a sin some kind of way when it's not. The Bible says be angry and sin not. But you have to show this person that they're violating your boundary. So you have to really just sit down and discover yourself once again. Like I said, when we talked about valuing yourself and writing down your values, you got to write down boundaries. This is how far somebody's going to go with me. This is going to be my response. So an example would be, people are not going to yell at me. If they yell at me, then I'm going to leave the room. That's your response. That's your response for them breaking your boundary, you know. And so people will realize that, oh, I can't yell at this person, or they just didn't, the conversation's going to end. So they'll either change their behavior or, you know, not deal with you at all. But it's about you making a rule for yourself and saying, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to control my behavior. My behavior is going to be this. And this behavior, once again, this is all behavior to protect yourself. A boundary is self-protection. It's all it is. Because you understand that if somebody goes closer to you, like I said, as far as physical space, then they can strike you. 3 feet, they can't really strike you. So, you know, you want to keep yourself protected. You don't want nobody getting that close to you. In the same way with a verbal thing and how people talk to you. You got to stop and cut off certain kind of communication when people talk to you in certain ways. And so when you start seeing that, you say, oh, you've crossed the boundary. You're at the limit, or you can catch them before that. I see where this conversation going. I don't like how you're talking to me. I don't like your tone, and call it out. And if they want to proceed, then you already have a predefined behavior pattern that you're going to follow after that. And that you have to write that and determine that for yourself. The goal here is not to necessarily control anybody. You can't. You can't control people's behavior, but you can control your own. And this is about self-protection. All right. So a few other things you can do here is learn to get ugly. You know, like once again, like church and religion kind of teaches us not to be. If you grew up as a people pleaser and you were programmed by parents and school teachers and people like that to be nice, it'd be very difficult for you to get ugly because you think that that's wrong. Getting loud in public because somebody is violating your space or being disrespectful to you is not wrong. Okay, it's designed to show that person that they crossed the boundary, that they violated you in some way, they disrespected you in some way, and that they shouldn't do it again. A lot of people don't like to be yelled at or see somebody get angry with them. They don't want to feel that, and so that teaches them to back off and not to mess with you. You see, that's necessary. But unfortunately, many of us have been taught to be passive and to not express that level of behavior. And unfortunately, that shows the person that who is the aggressor, the Jezebel spirit, the toxic person, that they can continue to go further with you and harm you and mistreat you or whatever. So you got to have a barrier and you have to have enforcements for those barriers. Going back to the whole religion thing, like they'll try to tell you that Jesus was passive and nice and you have to be like him, when Jesus was not that way. When he seen that somebody broke the barrier in his father's house, when they were doing the money changing in the house, they were basically making merchandise in the house of God. He came in with a whip. He started hitting people with the whip. Okay. He took the tables that had all the money on there, and they were selling lambs, I think, and different animals for sacrifice and stuff like that. He turned the tables over. I'm sure he got loud with folk, and he got raw up in there. All right. You can be that way too. It's nothing wrong with that. Especially when somebody's in your space, somebody is trying to violate you or harm you some kind of way or talk to you some kind of way that's disrespectful. Like I said, the spiritual abuse thing is trying to come into your spirit. It's not going to physically hit you, you know, and that's where you have to draw the line. Look, this person is talking to me in a way that is devaluing me. It's making me feel small. It's not true. It's one thing to be rebuked for bad behavior. It's another when you haven't done anything wrong and they're trying to make you feel bad. And you have to check that. So once you see that that's what they're saying, you got to call it out. And then you got to tell them, you know, I'm not going to listen to you if you talk like that to me. you know, and they throw it again, you're in a relationship and you don't deal with them. And what you're training that narcissist to do is that they can't deal with you like they deal with other people. They're not going to get away with that. So that narcissist will realize, like, I can't use that person. And they won't deal with you. They'll go somewhere else and try to find somebody else to harm, you know. So don't think that Jesus was this passive guy who let people mistreat him. He didn't, all right? Okay, he willingly died on the cross because that was what he was supposed to do. That was part of redemption of mankind. But aside from that, he wasn't taking no mess from the Pharisees. You see how he handled them in scripture. He talked to them a certain way versus the people who were humble and who came to listen to hear his word. And then, like I said, the money changers in the house of God. Okay, he's not playing with people. He was not no pushover. He wasn't somebody just letting somebody talk to him any old kind of way. Okay. Now, of course, there are certain instances where you it's nothing you can do. And you might have to take something where you can't do anything. That's one thing. But we're talking about protecting yourself now when you can. And that's how you're going to guard against toxic people in the future. Right. Now, what I want you to also understand is to be mindful of shaming tactics. So when you start to protect yourself, when you guard yourself, the narcissists are very clever. They try to make you feel that your boundary is somehow restrictive. Which is exactly what it is. And you need to agree with them. Yeah, it's restrictive. I'm protecting myself. They want to make you feel like you're too strict, that you're some kind of a tyrant or something, or they're trying to shame you for protecting yourself, basically. Right. And it's real foul. And it's just take note of that somebody doesn't even respect your boundary. When you say, hey, you went this far, you can't go this far with me, you can't do this. And they just come back with something like you try to shame you. Just take note that that's the end of the relationship, because at this point, they don't even respect that you have a boundary. And they're willing to debate with you that you should have that. So here you are trying to protect yourself from them. And they want to tell you that you're wrong for protecting yourself against them. That's literally what's happening. The spirit in them wants you to pull your defenses down so that they can come in and harm you. And they want you to accept. You know, so don't get into a debate with people like this. You set up boundaries to protect yourself. Hold on to those boundaries. Keep them erected. Have consequences for their behavior and protect yourself. That's it. Okay. And this is healthy behavior. They want you to be unhealthy. They want you to let go and just be soft and no boundaries. Let them walk on in and take what they want, because they need you to be that way in order for them to live. And like I said, they're parasites. They want to live off of you. But once they realize they can't, they're going to go somewhere else. As simple as that. They're not going to stick around with somebody who's not going to give them supply. So that's all I got for you today. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.